Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
How do I get into wholesaling? Well, there's the million-dollar question, right? Well, you and I just talked about it. It's really all about lead generation. Most people can buy a house at the right price. And to find that buyer is not that difficult if it's a deal, because there's Facebook pages all over the place that guys on there will buy that house all day if it's a deal.
Before we get into it, I want to introduce you to Groundbreaker, today's sponsor and partner. They are an all-in-one suite of tools for small to medium-sized real estate syndicators. They've got a special focus on real estate syndicators with 1 million to 100 million assets under management. They help you increase productivity and investor satisfaction by automating fundraising, reporting, and investor relations through elegant and powerful workflows built by syndicators for syndicators. Groundbreaker will help you scale your business without the need to scale your overhead. So they're going to help reduce your costs because of the admin team that won't need to be as large. And they're going to help you reduce your risk of data breach because of the security systems that they have in place. They'll help you increase your revenue by growing your assets under management, because you're going to be allowed to focus on the things that are most important, like business growth and operations, not those administrative logistics. And ultimately, they're going to help you elevate your company's brand and professionalism and investor experience, because your investors are going to enjoy having this platform with all their information versus however you're currently doing it. Three things specifically about Groundbreaker I personally like. One, super easy to use from an investor standpoint and from a general partner standpoint. Two, it allows investors and general partners to fund electronically, meaning that a limited partner can complete their entire subscription and funding cycle without leaving the platform. And on the general partnership side, for distributions, you can set it up so that you can trigger bulk ACH payments within the platform. And then last thing I really like about Groundbreaker is it's cost effective. It's healthy to the bottom line. Their basic plan allows sponsors to sign up for as little as $100 per month with no limits on deals or investors. And you can read all about the pricing on their website. Speaking of their website, it is groundbreaker.co/Joe, J-O-E. And when you go there, groundbreaker.co/Joe, you're going to get access to a pitch deck that the Groundbreaker team created so that you have a template should you want to use that and customize it for your own deal. So go to groundbreaker.co/Joe. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast where we only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of that fluffy stuff. With us today, Ron Walraven. How you doing, Ron?
I'm doing great. How about you, Joe?
Well, I'm doing great as well and grateful to have you on the show. A little bit about Ron. He's a full-time wholesaler. He's got 20 years of experience. He has a portfolio consisting of 10 rentals and has completed over 4,000 deals since 1999. 4,000 deals since 1999. He currently wholesales 150-plus deals a year. He's an active guy. He's based in Troy, Michigan. So with that being said, Ron, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and your current focus?
Yes. I started out as an auto mechanic straight out of high school. I worked that job for 17, 18 years. And then I hurt my back really severely in 1998 and had some surgery. And when I came out of surgery, the doctor told me that I couldn't work on cars anymore. And during that time of working on vehicles, I was always a hustler. We always got paid by the job, so nobody ever handed me a paycheck. So when I was sitting around recouping, I thought, you know what, I always like to do real estate. So I took the class, took the test, and then fell into a local broker that was doing lots of foreclosures, banks, around 1999, 2000, and ended up with two main accounts from lenders that were doing what we call B and C paper, which would be investor type loans. And then, of course, the market started imploding in the Detroit area. I became a high-value REO broker, which is why those transactions at 4,000-plus came from doing 300-400 deals a year for the banks. Mm-hmm. And then as the market turned in 08 and 09, I got out of the REO business and started doing wholesaling, which is what I'm doing today. Our company is generally strictly a wholesale company, but we do a few flips here and there if it just makes sense, and then we'll keep a few of them as rentals at the end of the day.
Let's go back a little bit. 18 years of one occupation, and then something happens, and you are no longer able to do that. After 18 years, you were doing it since high school.
Yes.
What type of feelings does that bring up, and then how did you have those feelings then move towards some positive results?
Well, at the end of the day, of course, I lost my income when I was making six figures a year working on cars, which is very unusual. Of course, I grew up in Detroit where all the cars are made. So it was kind of easy to get to that volume. And I'd been always interested in real estate because I was just a hustler. We're just always trying to do stuff. I would flip a car or two because I'd come across cars that people didn't want to complete the repairs. I'd buy it from them and then fix that car and then resell it. So I already kind of had a mentality of sales in a sense. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, just liking real estate, you watch those info commercials because I'm certainly sitting around watching TV at night. And I thought, hey, let's just do that. And then, of course, along the way, I was losing my house because obviously I lost my income. So I became almost my first REO client in a sense. I managed to get out of that with my father loaned me some money to pay the realtor's commission of all things. So in the last 20 plus years, the only house I haven't closed and gotten paid was the one that I almost lost in 1999. And then the rest is history from there because I kind of fell into that broker, the guy that I ended up being the agent with at the beginning. Him and I got along so well and he did a lot of REOs and it just kind of fit my personality.
You almost lost the house. Your dad loaned you money to help get that transaction to the finish line. What type of impact has that experience had on your career as a real estate professional?
Well, for sure, the part of the process that a real estate agent that works for banks does is has to contact that homeowner. So, of course, I had already had some built-in empathy for the process, knowing what it's like to get beat up by the bank, bombarded with notifications, and then you've got this guy standing on your porch going, hey, the bank wants to know when you're leaving. Mm-hmm. So having that empathy already in place has afforded me that ability to read into them and to understand their pain. so that obviously I could facilitate it to the best of the ability. Now, obviously my fiduciary was to the bank, but at the same time, people are human. Incidentally, fast forward about 2010 and 11, as things implode again in regards to the market that we all know that crashed, I did actually lose two houses in that crash, a primary and a rental. By that time, I already knew how the system worked in regards to how the banks processed that particular side of it. So I milked that for every penny I could get for cash for keys, because I knew what was going to happen and what that contact was. And incidentally, one of those brokers that contacted me for my primary was a very good friend of mine at the end of the day. So it was kind of interesting how you get humbled and also use those types of things to your advantage in a sense, because you can take advantage of it in a good way. So the answer to your question is I just had the empathy walking in the door with people at the very beginning. And I knew what that felt like to almost do that.
So you had built a business up until 2011, and then there was hard times locally, especially. Looking back on it now, we're now in 2020, about to be 21. What are some things that you've learned from that 2011 experience?
Well, I think that now as a wholesaler, and the COVID thing has certainly turned us upside down again, I was a little more prepared mentally this time around as things have obviously kind of declined for sure. But I think that learning how to build a team, because prior to that, I didn't really have a team per se, because roughly till about 2000, late 8, early 09, I had a team of 9 people working. I had 2 buyer agents, 3 admins, a bookkeeper, and a contractor to do all of that REO business, because we were doing 300-400 deals a year. And to do that kind of volume, you really have to have processes in place to make that happen. So once it imploded, I revamped both times. I didn't file bankruptcy in 99, nor did I in 09, 010. I just kind of pushed through it. I just worked with the debtors that were calling me, just kind of did the best I could to keep it moving and floating. And then as I dwindled everything in 2010 through 11 to down to myself, that's when I just repositioned myself. You know what? I got a database of about 500 or 600 guys that bought those 4,000 houses. I'm just going to use that and leverage it, because I was asked a million times at closings with REOs, Ron, why don't you invest? And my answer was always, well, I'm too busy doing this. I don't have time to do that. Well, of course, the good Lord chose to push me to the ground, and I just picked myself back up and said, hey, I guess I'll wholesale and invest, right? So I didn't fumble my way through it. I knew how to do contracts because I had read so many of them. I knew how to maneuver through that minutia of the practical side. What I'm not good at, and I'm still not good at today, is marketing. So driving those leads into my system is what was a challenge for me when I first started wholesaling.
Let's talk about that. You wholesale 150 plus deals a year. You're getting leads, clearly. How are you getting the leads now?
Well, realizing that that was my weakness and that my strength was deal making, I just went looking for that guy that wanted to partner up and to do the marketing side of that and know how to do that. So I hooked up with another local guy, younger guy. I'm in my upper 50s. He's right now about 30-ish. So I hooked up with him. He was very good at the detail side of driving leads in. So we just kind of figured out that the lead sources are all the stressed out people. So who is that? That's probates, that's inherited houses, that's landlords that are tired, that's tax problems, that's foreclosures, which I already knew. So we just kind of figured out how to find those stressors. And then we joined a group called Collective Genius back in late 2016. And that really catapulted us up into the direct mail side of things. And we ran direct mail campaigns in Google and Facebook up until October of 19, which was driving in 4,000 or 5,000 leads a year to get those 150 actually closings. Our first niche was really doing probates. The partner and I actually wrote a book on how to dispose of an estate in Michigan. So we wrote this little book that we used as a marketing piece initially. and sent those out to the 150, 200 probate cases that were opened up in Oakland County, Michigan, and just sent them the book with an empathetic letter. Mm-hmm. And that worked. Once we started doing the direct mail, that's when things really exploded in regards to the responses. So the first couple of years, we might have done 50 or 60 deals, which would have been late 13, 14 through part of 15. Mm-hmm. And then when we started doing the rest of it, that's when it just kind of took off, and we did 80 deals and then 130, then 150 last year. We have systems in place on the back end to do all that too.
I think I heard you say you were doing direct mail campaigns up until October 2019. That was bringing in 4,000 to 5,000 leads a year. If I heard that correct, that is past tense. So why did you stop?
Well, the direct mail just seemed to dwindle in its responses back to us. And then there was a lot of people, because obviously the Collective Genius is a group of the top guys in the country. And everybody was saying, not everybody, but a lot of people were saying how much it was different. And then the Google and the Facebook was kind of even dwindling there too. So we just couldn't spend the money for the return anymore. Okay. So we just shut it down slowly. We were sending out 100,000 postcards a month from roughly mid-18 until September of 19. So we were doing that consistently because people leave those postcards on their table, right? Even today, we still get calls from those postcards that we sent. And then just recently, we actually did a TV commercial that we started running. We actually shot that commercial late February, and then we ran it March 31st. Now, everybody knows what was going on March 31st of 2020. Right. It's called COVID, right? Mm-hmm. So most of the United States was shut down. So guess where everybody is sitting during COVID? In front of their television. Mm-hmm. We pulled in 600 leads in 30 days with that TV commercial.
Wow. Where did it air?
It was on two local TV stations in Detroit. We ran that spot roughly about 15 times a day for 30 days in a row. And our CRM system will text me when somebody goes online and sends in a form fill. Mm-hmm. I could always tell when that commercial was running because my phone would just blow up with text coming in. And of course, that was me kind of keeping track of my intake guy. And then I would give him some feedback. If an address looked particularly juicy to me, I would just say, hey, you need to work on this one pretty good. But we stopped that commercial at the end of April just because we had so many leads. So we started working those. And to date, we've probably closed just under 20 of those with about 120,000 in return on a 30,000 spend just for that one particular lead generation. Mm-hmm. And then we started up that commercial again August because we had shut it down just because we needed to work those leads we had. So we did it again. It didn't work as well through August through September because obviously not as many people sitting at home. Mm-hmm. But we just pulled down a $40,000 assignment off of one of those TV ads just the other day. So it does work. And then just talking with some of the guys across the U.S., the direct mails actually started to kind of be better again because I think COVID has weeded out a lot of the newbie type wholesalers that mm-hmm. just couldn't afford to keep moving. So we're going to probably start the direct mail and more texting because right now TV, texting, and cold calling is where we're at for the most part. Because we had a mailing list of about 25,000 people that we got from a data sourcer. We skip traced all 24,000 of those names and just start cold calling them and texting them. The texting and the cold calls aren't quite as, because it's very intrusive in a sense.
Yep.
So the texting people, there's some mean people out there. Mm-hmm. When you text them something, trying to get them to call you back. They're very, very, I call them angry birds. That's what I call them, angry birds.
Well, you are interrupting their day by texting something. I get texts on some of the homes that I don't own any homes anymore. I do all apartments. I sold my homes mm-hmm. in October of 2019, right when you stopped your direct mail. And I get text messages from wholesalers asking me if I'm looking to sell my home. Right. And love to have a conversation with me. I'm not an angry bird. I just blocked their number. But there's been a couple times where if I was ever really bored and I got a text message like that, I'd just mess with them. I would just
right.
going back and forth with them. Oh, yeah, I'd love to sell it to you. And I think that might be illegal
right.
to sell a home that's not yours. So maybe I shouldn't go down that route.
For sure.
So TV, texting, cold calling, and Then you got a list, so you're skip tracing to get those numbers. Yep. And you said it was $30,000 spend on the TV commercial. It got you 600 leads approximately in 30 days. How much did you produce the commercial?
It was about $5,000 after the actual production. It was like $3,500 for the actual commercial production and then the management part of that production. So it was pretty cool. It's a 30-second spot that basically says the website 9 times. It's a typical, I'm not going to say it's cheesy, but it's just typical commercial stuff where it just beats it into you. And I think, of course, that's why it worked so well during COVID is because there were so many people sitting there as opposed to the normal day-to-day life of people, right? And a lot of those were Detroit leads. In other words, because I live in a northern suburb and we generally get better deals out in the suburbs as opposed to the city. But I have a really good quality lead referral for Detroit properties. And we have a deal set up where we just basically hand it to him. He gets the deal done and it gives us half of the whatever he collects. So it's a pretty sweet deal for us. And he had a day job up until about 6 months ago. He quit his day job and started wholesaling full time. So if you figure we pulled in 600 leads, we gave him roughly about 250 of those just to work. And of course, they're not high quality stuff because of the television generation part of that. But he's a good follow-up person, which is really our claim to fame on our end, is just the follow-up. We can talk to them initially for sure to kind of get their motivation. But then my intake guy, he's just the bird dog guy. He loves to have a reason to call you so that he can kind of have another conversation with you about your house or whatever, right? And we use Podio for our CRM, and we've got it all set up to drip and to text and to all those things that we all do. Mm-hmm. And it's very methodical and very system oriented. It's the same thing every time. And he's good on the phones. He used to be an insurance salesman and a car wholesaler. So he's got a lot of drive, like a real guy would, and to dig to the bottom to get the best deal.
Is there anywhere that maybe I'm not looking to look at your TV commercial or maybe in YouTube or somewhere?
YouTube, yes.
What do we search?
Go to Waymark Homes, the YouTube channel.
We'll find it if we go to your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Taking a step back, real quick, what's your best real estate investing advice ever?
Just be diligent, not to give up. Because I think I get so many calls in a day where a guy that's frustrated with his day job, he calls me and says, hey, how do I get into wholesaling? Well, there's the $1 million question, right? How do you do that? Well, you and I just talked about it. It's really all about lead generation. Mm-hmm. Most people can buy a house at the right price. And to find that buyer is not that difficult if it's a deal, because there's Facebook pages all over the place that guys on there will buy that house all day if it's a deal, right? So the lead generation is always the key. So I just tell them just to keep plugging away, and you get that first deal, you're going to raise the bar in your mind of how that actually went. And if you need some help, call me. I'm more than happy to talk with you on the phone. Not a problem.
We're going to do a lightning round. You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do it. First, quick word from our best ever partners. Groundbreaker helps you increase productivity and investor satisfaction by automating fundraising, reporting, and investor relations through elegant and powerful workflows built by syndicators for syndicators. Go to groundbreaker.co/Joe. That's groundbreaker.co/Joe to get a free deal pitch deck template. Are you interested in getting started in real estate syndication but don't know how? My friend Whitney Sewell is the host of the Daily Real Estate Syndication Show podcast. He interviews top experts in the industry to help you learn the cutting edge tools and strategies of the syndication business. You can find Whitney and his podcast at lifebridgecapital.com. Okay, best ever way you like to give back to the community?
I like helping local investors get deals, kind of is what I talked about. I am part of a local REIA group that I'm the vice president. I do the haves and wants in front of that crowd. And I always give out my cell phone and say, hey, if you got a deal that you're having trouble with, text me. And I give them my cell phone and I always ask them to text me first, because calling me is probably not going to get me, because I'm usually talking to somebody who's texted me. So text me and I'll help you if you got a deal, and maybe I'll buy that deal from you. Or at least I'll help you dispose of it. So the long story short is I just like helping people, local guys, to do that. Even though maybe I'm creating my own competition, but I can't buy all the houses. So So let's just help each other do deals.
How can the best ever listeners learn more about what you're doing?
Well, if you go to the website, which is waymarkhomes.com, we're local wholesalers. Or you can go to my Facebook page, which is simply just Ron Walraven. And you can see who I am as a believer in Christ. I'm very dedicated to that. And integrity and transparency is really what I'm all about. We tell the truth, and we do what we're going to say we're going to do at the end of the day, every time.
Ron, I appreciate you being on the show. And on the integrity part, I noticed on your website, it links to the Better Business Bureau profile of your company. People who are on your website can go there, which is really smart. So that's something I noticed, I wanted to call out. Enjoyed our conversation, enjoyed learning how you're getting leads, getting into the specifics, and lo and behold, TV was very effective for you, and then some of the other things that you're doing too. Hope you have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Joe.